On Christmas Day, I drove up to Illinois to see my nephews, and I'm not sure if you're aware or not, but on Christmas Day this year, it was also the day of a full moon. And about the time I got past St. Louis, the moon was starting to rise, and it was huge and gorgeous, and it looked like it was kind of coming right out of the road. It was a beautiful, beautiful sight. And then as it continued to rise, I kept wanting to look at it because it was so beautiful. But I thought, you know, I really kind of need to pay attention to the road also. So my attention was divided between what was in the heavens and what I needed to do on earth. And it was a little bit unnerving to have that that sort of tension between the sky and the journey that I was trying to make. The stories that we have this time of year, around the time of the Epiphany, speak about the coming of the Magi, about Joseph carrying the child and taking him to safety. The Magi, they're a big part of our tradition, in the Christian tradition, and they too were travelers whose attention was divided between heaven and earth. We tell these stories around Epiphany, the stories of how they follow a star, how they go to see the baby Jesus. We often call them wise men or kings. We have to remember, though, that in that time, these people were more like the scientists of their day. They were people that others consulted because they studied the heavens for portents of things to come, significant events that may be going on. They consulted the sky for ways to make their own journey. As we come up to the Feast of the Epiphany, which is actually on Wednesday, this word Epiphany has come into our language, and it has come to mean something that happens to us that is a sudden realization, something that happens immediately and that is stunning in the moment. But we have to realize that's not what happened when these travelers went to see the Christ. If you're a Harry Potter fan, you'll know this reference. They didn't just disapparate. They didn't just go poof and end up somewhere else. They didn't get on a jetliner to make this long journey, which undoubtedly, if they had, would have had to go through Atlanta first, because everything does. This was a long journey for them, with many details to deal with, many challenges to deal with. We, too, on our earthly journey, have many details to deal with. We have to keep the sky in mind, the image of God, the transcendence of life with God, but we also have to pay attention to the particulars of this journey. Some Christian traditions focus only on the beautiful sky. How do we get to heaven is their big question. But ours is something a little different. In the Episcopal Church, of course we want to get to heaven, but we also feel that we should treat as holy this journey that we are making on earth, because our God was an incarnate God in Jesus. So in the creation, in the incarnation, we have opportunities to encounter the holy constantly. There is substance to the journey as well as to the destination. There are gifts of meaning on the earth as well as in the sky. If you were here for the late service Christmas Eve, I spoke about how we need both the transcendent and the immanent. We need both the power of God in heaven, but we also need to see the power of God on earth as manifested in this baby. So if we value this journey, the question becomes, will we let the journey change us? Or will we simply find refuge in religion, in the things of heaven captured and limited by the things of earth? To me, the Christian life is not just about what's in the sky. It is also about what happens on earth. It does not allow us to focus so much on the sky that we forget what we're doing here. And it does not allow us to focus so much on what we're doing here that we forget the image of God in the sky. The Epiphany for us, the moment when we realize that God is present, is actually the result of a long journey. And after that long journey, God willing, we will encounter a moment when we allow God to change us. Because we live a life of true holiness when religion begins to translate into transformation. The change comes not just in showing up at church and worshiping, but in changing the way we live our lives every day. If we have seen what is in the sky and used it to guide what is here for us on earth, we will live lives of generosity and compassion, mercy and forgiveness. And as we do those things, we will begin to see God consistently and clearly. That is when we begin to manifest the presence of Jesus consistently and clearly. We have to make this connection between the sky and the earth. We have to say, how does my belief in God, my belief in Jesus as Lord, change the way I react and respond to people? When something irritates me, do I react with anger and resentment and a need for vengeance? Or do I respond by listening to what offends me? Considering whether I need to hear it, perhaps to change. Moving forward instead of dragging the moment down with my negative reaction. What we have seen in the company of the Magi should change what we see in other people. We should bring our gifts as they did. We should see others with the eyes of Christ. We should realize as they did that the presence of God in this child opens the door to the presence of God in each of our human hearts. Does that presence change us? Does it begin to teach us to lead holy lives, not considered holy because they're full of religion, but considered holy because we are full of God? For with God in our hearts, we will no longer react in a way that marginalizes others. We are the people of God. Flesh and blood, human people made in the image of God, as made manifest first in that infant the Magi went to visit. Very often, I think there is a great deal of resistance to church and religion because of a misguided idea that going to church should show some earthly utility. It should do something for us. And it does. As we have to be aware of and appreciative of the transcendent in order to navigate the imminent. We have to be aware of the breathtaking view in the heavens when we have the troubles and challenges we face here on earth. The irony of the story of these Magi that go to visit Christ first. The irony is that they were foreigners. They understood much more about the importance and the impact of this baby's birth than did most inhabitants of Jerusalem. So in that irony, what is the lesson for us? Perhaps the lesson is that we may have heard this story too many times to appreciate its power. God became flesh and lived among us. God became flesh to live in us. So what are the gifts that the practiced Christian and the new seeker could offer to one another? We could offer a renewed appreciation of the gift of God described in this too familiar story. We could offer an appreciation of the tradition which gives us these stories, these sacramental ways of gesturing toward the beauty of the heavens while immersed in the journey on earth. The gifts we are given by the presence of God are gifts that we can bring to others. Understanding, attentiveness, dignity, generosity. One commentary on the Gospel of Matthew says, in the Gospel of Matthew, discipleship is often likened to a kind of shining. We are called to let that shining, that light we saw first in the heavens and then in the Christ, to show through us and our actions. We stand before God with our talents and our intellect and even our suffering in hand as gifts. With those gifts, aware of the presence of God, where do we go next? Like the Magi, we have seen the Christ. What are we going to do about it? Will we focus our attention so much on heaven that we change nothing on earth? Will we focus so much on the things of earth that we fail to look for the hope in the heavens? We are on this journey with the Magi. We are on our way constantly to see the Christ. We should be telling each other all the time, look, the sky is beautiful tonight, shining with a hope we could never have imagined through human power alone. The sky is shining with hope. But we cannot look too long. We have to keep our eyes on the road. We have work to do here on this journey. We have to ensure that the God who came to us as a human baby shines on this earth with the light we first saw in the sky. We are Christians. We believe in the incarnation. And so our lives require both sky and journey.